Shalom, friends. Welcome to Raising Jewish Kids, the podcast for parents, educators, and spiritual leaders interested in children's journey in Judaism. My name is Evelyn Goldfinger, also known as Miss Eve, and I am so happy that you're here. Bruchim Abaim. Welcome. I created this podcast because I started having deep and meaningful conversations with friends and colleagues in the field. And I felt that they were too important not to be shared. These are amazing artists, educators, teachers, rabbis, homeschooling parents, grandparents, that they have such a journey and such reflections and such gems that I thought, you know what, we need to share this with the world. So that's how Raising Jewish Kids was born. And these people come from different walks of life. Some of them have been raised Jewish, some have not. Some are working in a Jewish setting and they're bringing their own spirituality and journey. Some were raised and born in the US, and some, like me, came from other parts of the world. And we are all part of this fabric that creates the Jewish practice, and that this conversation has been going on for thousands of years, and it's our turn to add to that conversation. It's my hope that Raising Jewish Kids will be a space for friends to talk with friends and with new friends and with friends of friends, so that we can share our questions, our joys, and our awes, our successes when we feel high, raised as a challah, and our flops when we feel as flat as a matzah, and that we can have honest and meaningful and deep conversations with each other. I would love to learn from you, listener, and to learn about your questions or your suggestions. And maybe there's someone you would really find interested to add to this conversation. Or maybe you want to share one of your secret sauces in raising Jewish kids. Or maybe you have a challenge and this can be your place, your community, to share that and to ask for help, for support. So why do I think that this topic is important, raising Jewish kids? Well, I believe that we are the guardians of a treasure that is called Judaism, a treasure that belongs to our children. This treasure has been passed on to us, and it's our privilege to enjoy it, to cherish it, to discover it, to grapple with it, to walk on a journey with it, and also to share it, to pass this treasure along to the next generation for them to discover it. I really love this quote by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks of blessed memory, Zichrono Libracha, that I try to live by. He said, "If we truly wish to hand on our legacy to our children, we must teach them to love it." And I believe that's true. But this phrase also brings me back to a quote in the Torah, "Be'avta le'recha kamocha," love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because we learn from our sages that in order to really love someone else, kamocha, the kamocha part, it's so important. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Until you love yourself, you won't be able to really love the person next to you. And so if we truly wish to hand our legacy to our children, we must teach them to love it. It incorporates the fact that we need to first either love it or learn it, or, yes, grapple with it and face it, right? It is said that when one teaches, two learn. And I believe that's so true when teaching Judaism and raising kids in Judaism, because children are amazing teachers, right? They have this innocence and this simplicity and this poetry in them. And they have this wonder in their eyes, in their smiles, in their questioning. And if we allow that invitation to question our own beliefs, to question our own relationship to God, to spirituality, to our practices, then we can have a more meaningful experience in teaching and a more meaningful conversation and belief with children. And there's another part of this quote, right? If we truly wish to hand on our legacy to our children, we must teach them to love it. And that part is, how can they love Judaism? There's so much to love, right? But how can we open the door to Judaism and to the Jewish practice in a way that is engaging, meaningful to the children, in a language that is accessible to them, with themes that are age-appropriate in their development, that it's fun? Why not? Who says it cannot be fun? I hope it is. And actually, this is how Raising Jewish Kids started too. As Miss Eve, I created a lot of content online on my YouTube Toratron channel. And the feedback was amazing from parents, from educators. They used these videos with stories and songs and my puppet friends and Parashat Shavua, the portion of the week, and the holidays. They use it with children and they will come back with their feedback, their questions. And oftentimes what happened was that those questions raise other questions in the adults because, again, when we are teaching, we are faced to think about our own journey in things that we believe, especially, again, when we are teaching these things. Let me share with you a little bit about the person behind Raising Jewish Kids. My name is Evelyn Goldfinger, and my two great passions are Judaism and theater, musical theater in special. I love acting, singing, dancing, telling stories, and it moves my soul to be able to engage in prayer and in Jewish traditions. It really does. I was born in Buenos Aires in Argentina, and now I live in the USA. It's been a while now. I serve as a cantorial soloist. I am studying to be ordained as a cantor, and I work in Jewish education. I started creating online content, especially during the pandemic. You can follow my Toratron channel on YouTube. All the notes will be there. And I have tons of free content there. So I share original stories and retelling of stories and songs and videos with the story behind holidays. And I incorporate Hebrew. And to me, it's really important to serve also the Hispanic population where I come from. So you'll find some videos with mixed languages. And you'll also find videos in Spanish and Español. I love creating things and putting them into action. And I do believe that we are a channel in this world to bring God's energy. I was sharing in my new book called Words from My Heart, the Hands-on Jewish Prayer Book, that one of the ways that I think of the higher power of God, and I love naming God, is the greatest artist, because I believe that we are all works of art. This world is a work of art, and we are works of art with the gift of creating wonderful things. We had recently a conversation with Denise Kornitz about her relationship with God, and she calls God her best friend, and she has an ongoing conversation with God. First of all, I think it's completely amazing to have that. And especially because she's not an Orthodox person, so maybe in the more liberal world, to hear someone talk about God like that in the Judaism realm is, to me, it called my attention. I said, you know what, there's so much to learn from here and to model for kids. When I say model, in the education world, that means to do, and kids will see us and be exposed to that and learn from that. Something that parents also have been doing for generations. We also will have Eliana Light talking about unpacking the God baggage and how that process comes to life, the journey when we are kids, then when we are teenagers and as an adult, and then how can we bring it back when it comes to Jewish education. We will have an amazing talk with Leora Lazarus, an early childhood Jewish educator. She shares with us the challenges of being an early childhood Jewish educator nowadays, and also the joys and how to model gratitude for children. I cannot wait to share all these amazing conversations with you. And I will also love to learn from you. And I want Raising Jewish Kids also to give voice to everyday heroes during their journey in raising Jewish children. Raising Jewish Kids is brought to you by my new book, Words from My Heart, the Hands-on Jewish Prayer Book. Words from My Heart presents an interactive approach to spirituality and Jewish prayer for children. It's a hands-on scrapbook-style book that includes activities, games, songs, Hebrew words, and prayers, and also through QR codes, more resources and videos with Miss Eve. You can check it out at shalomeve.com. So feel free to reach out. My email is toratron, Tora with H, at gmail.com until we get a Raising Jewish Kids email, I guess. And I would love to hear from you. Sending light and joy to the rest of your day. And until next time, I say shalom.